You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 272. And on today's show, I want to ask you, how committed are you to your success in this business? I want you to really think about that because we're going to do some deep soul searching in today's show. So stay tuned. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com.
Hey, 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 Jackie Almer here. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. Looking forward to sharing some fun and yet maybe thought-provoking information with you today on the show. Just a quick reminder, Direct Sales Bootcamp is the place, it's the go-to place if you're struggling at all with how to really launch and succeed in your business. You know, often we get started and we get the company manual, we get a lot of scripts, we get a lot of things that kind of feel foreign to us. And so I put together a program to take you through really the nuts and bolts of putting together the exact system that's going to work for you. How to develop your calendar, how to develop your list and truly develop an effective list and to go about it in a way that is going to bring you success. We talk about success language. What is it you're going to say to people? How do you navigate social media and what are the best ways to approach that? How to deal with an unsupportive spouse and unsupportive family members, some things that you can do for that. It's really about developing your mindset and getting things all set up right for your business. So just head on over to directsalesbootcamp.com if you'd like to know more and would love to see you in over there and help support you in this journey. Also, if you're here and you're looking for a business, would love to share what I'm doing with you. You can go to workwithjackie.com. Again, that's only if you're actually looking for a business. Would love to show you how to create a successful business in about an hour, 30 minutes to an hour a day using mobile tools and doing some great things like that. All right, so let's talk about my topic today, which really is how committed are you? How committed are you to your success in your direct sales and network marketing business and really any business that you've chosen to endeavor in? There's a huge difference between wishing and hoping, and there's a big difference between signing up in a company and launching and sustaining a business. You know, it's kind of interesting. I wish I had a dime for every person who's contacted me. Oh gosh, you know, it'll be 24 years in January that I've been involved in network marketing, building a business, and I've done it almost full time from the beginning. And if I had a dime for every person who's ever reached out to me and told me how committed they are, how they really know that this is right for them, and you know, they know they have it in them and that type thing. If I had a dime for every person that told me that, I probably wouldn't even be here. I'd be on the beaches of the world. No, I wouldn't, because I love what I do. But it's interesting because what happens is very often people give me their full story about how they hate their job and they have a huge why and they want to be home with their kids and how much it breaks their heart every day to drop them at daycare. And either they're working the late night shift to, you know, they're home with the kids during the day and then they're working a late night shift so that their husband can be there, or vice versa, whatever it is, you know, the crazy hats that they're wearing, the different roles that we play in putting it all together, you know, it can be chaotic, obviously, and that's really not a life. That's really not creating the type of life that most of us want and most of us, you know, desire to have and to showcase for our children, our families, and to leave that legacy for the future. But the interesting thing about that is, by far, the majority of the people who reach out to me wanting to know more about my business, wanting to know more about the steps that they need to take to be successful, whatever it is, the majority of the people who reach out to me never take that next step. And it's kind of funny, whether I'm emailing with them, whether it's a phone conversation, whether we're texting or Facebook Messenger, I give them the details And then they stop short of taking that next action step. I follow up with them and it's like, oh yeah, you know, I got really super busy, or this happened or that happened. And I get it. I know that real life happens. It's happened for me too. But I know for me personally, when I got really committed and driven to not have to put my kids in daycare, not have to go back to work, not have to do a lot of those things, I gave up sleep, I gave up socializing, I gave up a ton of stuff to make the time, not find the time. You've probably heard me say that before. You'll never find the time, but to make the time to evaluate a system, evaluate a company, evaluate all of the things that are being presented to me of what I would have to do so that I can make that educated decision if it's going to be right for me. So it's always interesting to me. It tells me a lot, and I can say that over 24 years of doing this, I'm a pretty good judge of who's going to make it and who's not. Now, I have one particular person in my business. Getting off to a fast start is not necessarily what identifies whether or not you're going to be successful, but making the time to at least evaluate, even if you have to put it on hold for joining or whatever, when you reach out and contact someone and tell them you're interested, you're serious, following up with that person and, you know, having that, I don't even want to use the word integrity, or just having that, I guess it is integrity to follow through on that, even if it's to say, I've looked at what you're doing, it's not right for me, or this is what's happened and I will get back to you by this date is what I'm expecting or whatever. That tells me a lot about a person. I have one particular woman in my business who did that, reached out to me, took her through the steps. She joined pretty quickly in the business and she did not get off to the fastest start, meaning she evaluated, she, you know, read through different things. But the interesting thing about her, she's been a successful business owner for years. She's had her own business in other areas. And she never told me that, you know, she was going to be a fast starter. She was very clear with me on her reason why. And interestingly, her reason why didn't really have to do with money. More than anything, it had to do with wanting to be one of that 3%, wanting to be one of the ones who make it in network marketing. And again, while she didn't get off to the fastest start, she stayed steady, she stayed consistent, and now probably 4 years into the business, she is rocking it. Her team is growing, it's growing almost daily, and things are really happening for her. And I look at that, and I think about her and her story and the different things that we've shared, and I think to myself, yeah, that definitely paints a picture. That tells a story. That's the person that we're looking for. She made the time early on, even if it meant staying up late at night and giving up a little bit of sleep, to determine if the company and working with me was going to be a fit. And I'm always fine if it's not. So the important thing really, more than anything, is to really determine what is your reason why and how committed are you to that why? How committed are you to making your desire become a reality? It's not that difficult to be successful in network marketing. The only place that it's challenging is in our own heads, you know, between our ears, where we overthink things, where we let fear bring us down, where we let the fear of the unknown, something that's totally made up that we have no idea if it is even going to happen, we let that overcome us and we let it hold us back from moving forward in the business. I see that all the time. I think about my own struggle, my own journey. You know, if you've ever listened to my story, you'll know that I was not a fast starter in network marketing. I did not have fast, rapid, immediate success, and I struggled with a lot of things, my own mindset, my own fear, my own negativity toward network marketing and the stigma and what would people think. But once I got past that, and once I really realized that success in this business is all about your true driving why, your commitment to that why, making that decision, and then following a very proven system. It's following that system basically to the T. And I mean, you know, you switch up a few things. I'm really big on putting things in my own language because I know that when I use a script that feels foreign to me, that is not what I would normally say, then that kind of derails me. So that's really it. It's deciding why. And then it's setting your schedule and it's deciding what's negotiable and non-negotiable to you. That really is it. You know, you have to set your schedule. I mentioned before, you'll never find time. You won't find time for anything. You have to make the time for those things that are truly important to you. You really absolutely do. So that's it. Let go of excuses after that. Don't use your children as an excuse. Don't use your spouse as an excuse. Don't let your full-time job become an excuse. Don't let extracurricular activities become an excuse. And the reason I want to say that is because for every excuse that you might have, or I might have, or any of us might have, or even prospects who you're dealing with, every person who has that excuse, there's someone that I know over my course of time meeting people, there's someone I can point to who had the same situation, a very similar situation, the same potential excuses, but instead of, you know, letting that be their mess, they let that be their message. They let that be their motivator. They took that and they figured out a way to make it happen. So instead of saying, you know, I don't have the time, it's how am I going to make the time? And then it's looking at your schedule and saying, you know what? Maybe I don't need to watch an hour of TV at night. Maybe the time that I'm spending surfing Facebook, watching funny cat and dog videos is not the best use of my time if I truly want to get to where I want to go. That's a big part of it. It's kind of funny. I've mentioned I'm relocating. I'm moving back to Arizona. I'll be sharing more about that probably in the next show. But a couple days after I get there, like 2 days after the moving van arrives with all of our stuff, I have the opportunity to go and learn from someone who I want to learn from. Someone, you know, to tap into the real estate world, which fits very nicely with what I'm doing and, you know, what I'm looking to accomplish. And it's going to involve taking most of a day to go and be part of this, but it's truly something I can't afford not to do. I choose not to afford to do because I have some very big goals over the next 2 years, some very specific things that I'm working toward, some things that I want to accomplish to continue to leave that legacy for myself and that legacy for my family of things I want to accomplish. And so it was funny, we were texting back and forth and he said, well, you know, I don't know if you'll have the time to do this. You're going to be so busy. And I said, you know what? I don't have the time not to do it. Those boxes can wait. Those boxes can absolutely wait. There's nothing that I absolutely need. I need a bed and I need to be able to shower and I need to be able to eat something, and I can certainly eat out till I do that. So I blocked that time on my calendar and I will be making that a priority. So it's things like that. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back for that. There was a time in my life that I probably would have said, oh, you know, I don't know. No, it's more important to me to get those boxes unpacked and get my house all in order, because believe me, that kind of stuff drives me crazy. But I've learned how to prioritize, I've learned what really matters, and I've learned how to push myself to move myself to that success that I ultimately want to be. And that's my goal for you. So there you go. I hope that hit you at a point in your career, in your life, when you can take a look at that and say, yeah, you know, maybe I've been hiding behind some excuses. Maybe I'm not as committed as I thought I was, but I want to be. I want to be committed. I want to create that success that I desire so much. Remember, I've made every excuse. I've made almost every mistake. And when I share this stuff with you, it's really not to be, you know, hard or challenging or call you out or anything like that. It's mostly knowing my own struggles that I went through and finally reaching the point where I was able to look back and recognize those are just excuses. And I'm going to let go of those excuses so that I can create the life that I want for myself and my family. Again, head on over to directsalesbootcamp.com. Join us over there. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach to learn more about all the programs that I have available. And if you're looking for a business and you want to explore what I'm doing with some mobile tools and some exciting things to really help you build a business in about 30 minutes to an hour a day, head on over to workwithjackie.com. And I would love to at least explore it and have a conversation with you and show you how to really rock out a business that doesn't take a lot of time, but it does take a focused commitment. All right. So until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. I'll see you on the next show.
If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.